Classic Rock 92.9, KISM, are you experienced? I have a little experience with construction, but you know, not a whole lot, and obviously not enough with electricity. Yesterday, you know, we're doing a remodel and addition to our house, and so there's been a lot of work going on the last couple weeks, and I get a text yesterday from our general contractor. And he says, Sider called me and said, because they're siding the house now. And he says, the Sider calls and says, there's no power on at the house and anywhere. And I said, oh, okay. Well, you know, the panel is inside. You know, if you know, you make his way inside. We've had issues. I don't know what it is, but it seems like where our laundry room is and that back wall there, that breaker will trip quite a bit. You know, I don't know if it's the laundry and it's set up with something else, but sometimes that will trip a lot. And I said, well, maybe if he's using that one, you know, have him go check the breaker and everything. And anyways, we never got heard more about it. I go pick up Barrett from school and we go by the grocery store and I get home in the afternoon and there's nobody working. And sure enough, there's no power. And so I send a text to the general contractor. I'm like, yeah, I guess there's no power. I don't, and we are in the process of eventually having the power lines buried. They are on a pole and up above the house now, but we're having them buried here in the next few days. I thought, well, maybe did PUD turn the power off, or are they doing the switch today, or what's happening? He's like, I'll try and get to the bottom of it. And I said, well, I'll go check the breakers. So I go down and I run my hands down like the, you know, there's the vertical series of breakers there. There's probably 12 on each side and they're all on, but there's no power. And I'm like, what in the hell? And so we got all these groceries and everything. I run down to grandma's house, Barrett's grandma's house, and I grab a generator from them and come home, fire it up just to get the refrigerator going. The general contractor comes over and meets me at the house, John. We walk down to the panel. He looks at me, looks at the box, looks back at me, reaches up to the main breaker, you know, because there's
main breaker's on.
And I don't know who shut the main breaker. And he flips the main breaker over, and then you just hear the beeping start happening of all the different things in the house. And he looks at me, you knucklehead. It's like, you made me drive all the way out here for nothing. And I don't know. The Sider didn't get it either. Yeah. You know, I'd never had to switch the main breaker. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't have the guts to do that.
I thought maybe it was turned off for a reason or something. I didn't even really notice it, but all the other ones were on. And he just flips the main breaker over, and he's like, I'll have everybody come back to work tomorrow. We lost a whole day of production because I'm an idiot.
Well, I have one of the, it's something like that happened to me years ago. I told you when I was switching out the faces for the, like, the light switches. Yes. And stuff. You know, I thought I could do that because I wasn't monkeying with too much wiring, okay? And I couldn't do that. And what I ended up doing in switching out the faces, I blew out the electricity for the entire basement. And for a number of days, we had to run an extension cord from the top of the house down to the bottom because I had blown everything out. And by the way, I set my hair on end when I did.
Gave you a good shock.
Yeah, when I did it. So anyway, we were inconvenienced for like a week, and because I was a knucklehead, I thought I had switched something off, and obviously I hadn't. So my wife said at the time said, and wisely, just tell me, just promise me, you're not going to monkey with electricity anymore. If there's ever any kind of problem, you're going to call the guy. And I said, oh no, I'm a call the guy to begin with. I will call the guy. So we had a refrigerator out in the garage, big refrigerator freezer out in the garage. And every once in a while it would trip stuff. And so this is like a month or two later, it trips everything in the garage and the power is out. And so I call the guy, I call the electrician, and he happens to be like in the neighborhood. I get him on the phone. I say, hey man, can you come over? My refrigerator tripped the deal in the garage. And he said, all right, do me a favor. He said, go to the thing and go to the switch and there's a red and a black. Do you have one of those red and black buttons? I said, yeah. And he said, just press the, I forget, the red one, I guess, and you should be okay. And I said, I can't do that. I told my wife, if there's any kind of electricity thing, we had an incident here.
I started looking like Garfunkel when I was done last time.
He said, I'm telling you, it's going to be, that's all you have to do. If I have to drive over there, it's going to be $50. I said, I know, but I promised I can't do that. He said, okay, but if I come over, I got to charge you $50. It's going to take me literally like 10 seconds. I get out of my car, go in, hit the button. And I said, okay, I got to have you come over. I can't do this.
I'm not messing with it.
So
he just looked at me.
He comes over.
Look back. Snap.
He comes over, you know, hits the button. I write him a check. Off he goes.
That was about how it went
yesterday. I kept my word, man. Hey, electricity, man, you don't want to. That you don't want to mess with. That you can't be wrong on that.